A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. This is the word of the Lord. On first reading this gospel selection for today's celebration, my attention was drawn to the following phrase, "Surely your reward is great in heaven." And it seemed that Jesus was telling the multitude of people, most of whom were poor and had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, that it is okay for them to be poor and sick, for their reward is waiting for them in heaven. It sounds like he is giving good reason to those who say that religion is the opium of the people. Coming from Jesus, this is surely not what he is saying when he speaks of a great reward in heaven. In John's Gospel, he tells the people, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." He is telling them, "I am no thief. I came to give you life and not to take it from you." What is Jesus telling his listeners? He is telling them that one should keep always in mind where one is walking to. If we do not know where we are going, is it worth going onwards? Is it worth facing the difficulties of the journey, the suffering, the threats, the fatigue? If we know what our target in life is, then we can face everything, even death. Martyrs and other saints can confirm this, and other less known people of any faith or of no faith who dedicate their lives to help others obtain recognition of their human rights. However, it is not enough to have a goal in life. It is not enough to have a target. We have to take our arrows and aim them well. Otherwise, the target is useless and also the arrows. Before speaking about great rewards in heaven, Jesus tells the poor and sick, "Blessed are you." These are revolutionary words, for people were fed with bad news, like people are poor and sick as a punishment from God for some sin they or their ancestors committed. Let us remember what the disciples asked Jesus when they met a blind man from birth. They asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." When he told the poor, the ones who were hungry, the ones who were weeping, and those who were hated, excluded, reviled, or defamed on account of the Son of Man, that they were blessed, he was bringing them the good news. He was preaching the gospel. No, he was telling them, "You are not being punished by my Father. He sent me in order to tell you the truth, and the truth will make you free. Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep," Jesus said. "Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. He feels free to call everybody and tell him or her, "You follow me." Jesus is calling even the rich, those who are full and those who are laughing now and of whom all speak well. He is calling them to follow him. That is why he tells them, "Woe to you." He is not condemning them. He is teaching them the good news. Life, true life, does not depend on wealth, food, fame, or entertainment. Experience tells us that these things are easily lost. They fade away, and sadness takes their place. Why is it that poor people seem to be happier than the rich ones? They have nothing to lose and everything to gain. They are happy for what they are, not what they possess. Jesus Christ teaches us, God is not set against wealthy or rich people. He alerts them and all of us, while he gives us the good advice, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Twice in today's Gospel, Jesus affirms, that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. They persecuted them and killed them. And to the false prophets, they dumped them according to their whims. He is telling us, let experience teach you so you can make the right choices, those that give you true life and joy on earth in view of the reward he has prepared for each one of us in heaven.